It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews of the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Rachel Anna Dobkin brings her sound to the Asbury Park Brewery, wears Tino hits at the Bowery Electric in New York City. Metal Life Crisis rocks Harp and Bard, and the Desert Jellies get into the studio to work on new material. And speaking of new material, we're about to premiere a brand new single. And checking in over the phone to tell us more is Joe B. of Deal Casino. You can catch them at House of Independence in Asbury Park this Thursday, August 8th. Joe, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, man, yeah, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on, as always. Been a little while since the last time I talked to you. What have you guys been up to?
Yeah, it's been a bit. We've just been actually touring a lot and, you know, just playing a lot more shows and getting out there a little bit and recording and writing. So just kind of doing everything all at once, you know, on the road where I was writing and recording. So, you know, there's never, it's just kind of like an endless loop.
You know, whenever I've seen you do a show, you guys have always had so much cool stuff you've brought up on stage. When you're touring, do you bring all that stuff with you?
Yeah, we do. It's pretty crazy, but you know, we just, it's at this point we just got used to a certain thing, you know, and a setup on stage. So yeah, we make it work. That's like our only exercise, so we don't mind.
Literally one of the most meticulous setups I've ever seen, and I'm sure people can see that this Thursday night over at House of Independence. What can people expect?
Let's see. I don't know. I mean, we're still trying to figure out, you know, an exact set list and getting some stuff together. Like, you know, we were always last minute scrambling. But yeah, it should be, you know, energetic and kind of crazy, and there'll be some fun moments. Might be a Backstreet Boys song in there. I don't know.
A Backstreet Boys song. That's what the new
thing. Maybe.
And how could someone get tickets for this show?
I think you can just go online at this point. Probably on, I think, on your House of Independence website, or I think if you just go on our Instagram, we have a link to it.
And the track we're doing, this is a brand new single, and word is that you're going to be releasing some singles as time goes on, right?
Yes, definitely. We're always just kind of writing and recording, so, you know, we're just trying to put together a plethora of songs and just have them like a vault ready to go, dish one out every, you know, month or two.
What's the best way to stay on top of all those singles?
I think Instagram and Twitter are probably the best two ways to see what's going on kind of at all times.
Well, we're about to rock this track. Tell us about Bang, Bang, Bang.
So it's an old song. It was one of the first songs we ever wrote as a band. And then we took it offline. We didn't play it anymore live. And then we started playing it live again. And we had this whole middle bridge live extended version that we kind of did only when we played live shows, and we decided, hey, let's just re-record it again. So we just recorded it in my bedroom and put it out.
I love the way it came out. Joe P. of Deal Casino, don't miss them this Thursday, August 8th, over at House of Independence in Asbury Park. Joe, thank you so much for calling in.
Heck yeah, man. Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Deal Casino with Bang 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 on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hey, 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 I bet that you never thought that I'd ever let you down. Wait, 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 I guess that I always thought that you'd always be around. You and me go all the way. Something's missing, that's okay. We'll be right back.
too far. I'll leave my window open just in case you come home. I'll leave my window open. I know you hate to be alone. I'll cut a hole in my head in the shape of you. No one else is coming in. She can fit right. To Virginia, and I lost my chance. You're moving to Virginia. You were gone so fast.
If I could just switch heads with anyone else, maybe people would start to buy all the things I could never sell.
Rachel Anna-Dopkin, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the RAF Jersey Rock Podcast.
We'll be and always trying patiently now.
Aaron Dobkin with Always on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. You can catch her in action at the Asbury Park Brewery on August 6th. More info at rachelannadobkin.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Joining us over the phone are Mike and Jen of Where's Tino. You can get to the Bowery Electric in New York City on August 16th. Guys, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
It's a pleasure to have you back on. It's been a little while since the last time you were on Jersey Rock. What have you guys been up to over the last year?
You know what? We've just been working on some new material. We got a couple of fun covers that we've been working on, and then some new originals as well that we're just going to try to work into the set for the rest of our shows this summer.
And of course, your EP, The Girl from Bangs Avenue, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Well, that you can get that pretty much anywhere you can stream music. We also have physical CDs. So who's anyone's feeling nostalgic and wants to come see us at our shows, they can get a physical copy. But, you know, anywhere from Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Bandcamp, it's out there. You know what I mean? So if you just search Where's Tino or The Girl from Bangs Avenue, you will come across it pretty easily.
You guys are rocking the Bowery Electric in New York City, August 16th. What can people expect that night?
Yeah, no, we were there last year. This time we're downstairs, so we're excited to be playing like the bigger venue there. Just a high-energy show and a couple of surprises in there. You know, a good time.
How could someone get tickets?
Tickets, you can go onto the Bowery Electric's website, and right from there they have their own ticket link that you can purchase tickets. So if people search the Bowery Electric, or if you go to our website, where'stino.com, you can link up that way. But yeah, tickets are available. So please go buy and come see us play. It'll be great to perform to the people in the city. We're excited.
Hell yeah. And less than a week later, you'll be in Asbury Park over at the Asbury Hotel. That's August 21st. And then the Wonder Bar on September 16th. Looking ahead, what does the future hold for Where's Tino?
You know what? We're just enjoying the shows that we have booked this summer. And then, I don't know, there's a possibility we're going to be recording this fall and winter. You know, it would be nice to have something that the whole band is a part of, and we'll record with all the guys.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Where's Tino is doing?
I would say probably our website, where'stino.com, but we're also on Facebook as Where's Tino. And, you know, we post a lot on Instagram as well. It's where's_Tino. So any one of those three would be a great way to just kind of keep in contact with us, see what we're up to, and see where we're playing, and, yeah, all that fun stuff.
And the track we're rocking on the podcast, the title track off of The Girl from Bangs Avenue. Tell us about this tune.
Well, I'm a videographer by trade. You know, my day job is doing video stuff. And I did this this video shoot once in Asbury Park. And I met this girl, and she just kind of gave off this vibe. And it was just reminiscent of kind of how I pictured girls, you know, these girls that you kind of see out at night, you know, in Asbury Park. And she just had this really cool vibe. So she inspired the song. And I sort of, you know, wrote this song about, you know, this typical girl that you might meet in Asbury Park.
And it's a great video. It was featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. It's up at WRAT.com. Mike and Jen of Where's Tino. Don't miss them at the Bowery Electric in New York City, August 16th. August 21st, they'll be in Asbury Park at the Asbury Hotel. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks, man.
Always a pleasure. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Where's Tino with The Girl from Bangs Avenue on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I love her, and I need her. She's the one that got away. jacket sleeve. The way she looked into my eyes, I still believe that she loved. So cold. She's got a lot of everything. She wears a shirt that's kind of see-through. She's a girl from Bangs Avenue. She makes me laugh and she's so cold. She's got a lot of everything. On her arm is a feather tattoo. She's a girl from Bangs Avenue. She makes me
Sean from Metal Life Crisis, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
So my emotions. No! So my emotions. No! Too much. Am I thinking aloud again?
Metal Life Crisis with So My Mouth Shut on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. They're rocking the Harp and Bard in Clifton on August 24th. Learn more at facebook.com/MetalLifeCrisisNJ. Joining us over the phone is Gary Witt of the Desert Jellies. They're Lost in the Jelly album's out now. They're currently working on a new release. Joe, thanks for calling in.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And, of course, you are currently you're working on a new album. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. We just finished our first release. We're excited about that. We're pushing it. But our next release is going to hopefully be more tracks. We're pushing for 7-8 tracks on this album. But we got like three or four songs thought out right now, so it shouldn't be too long before we can get some more music out.
Looking forward to hearing that. Of course, your EP, Lost in the Jelly, is available now. How could someone get a copy of that?
They can go to Apple Music, Spotify, it's on Pandora, iHeart, pretty much all the digital platforms is available for download or stream.
And looking ahead, I know you guys are putting a lot of work into the new album right now, but you know, if somebody wants to keep an eye on shows you have coming up or any other releases, what's the best way for someone to keep track of what the Desert Jellies are up to?
We've been pretty big and active on Instagram at Desert Jellies NJ or Facebook, or if anyone wants to get in contact with us directly, yeah, they can get us at desertjelliesnj@gmail.com.
And I know you don't currently have any dates lined up, but when you do, if people can check those accounts to find out more about it. But tell us, what can people expect from a live performance from the Desert Jellies?
Definitely an electrifying funk rock show, something to get people moving on the dance floor and just out to have a good time and hopefully getting them to come back and see us again.
And we'll keep you posted on the next live date. Of course, right now the track we're doing off of your EP, Lost in the Jelly. Tell us about Apparition Superstition.
Apparition Superstition is a very weird song. It's kind of trying to get the listener thinking, like waking up in the middle of the night, you know, after a night out or whatever, and, you know, you start seeing things and hearing things around the house, and it's just like a spooky song and just to kind of, you know, get the listener thinking a little bit.
Gary Witt of the Desert Jellies, new album on the way, but of course right now you can grab their Lost in the Jelly EP. Gary, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Oh yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's the Desert Jellies with Apparition Superstition on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Superstition.
Desert Jellies with Apparition Superstition on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Keep an eye out for more new material coming soon and stay on top of everything they're doing at facebook.com/DesertJelliesNJ. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.